Welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. So today, we will be expanding our topics. Yes. So we will now be branching into anime games, specifically of that on Roblox, because we like playing it. It's kind of fun. So we will be, for today's episode, talking about and ranking the anime games that we know of and have played. So there's one specific game that I can think of right now. There are probably more that we don't know about, but one specific game, Attack on Titan Revolution. I or Nicholas have personally never played that game, but so we're not going to put it on the list. Like, obviously, I'm not going to put it on the list. So, if there are games that is on the list that you haven't heard of, or that we haven't heard of, that you know and, like, want to share with us, you can email us. Okay, so, our first game, should we talk about Blox Fruits first? Should we start out with Blox Fruits?
We might as well start off with the one we have the most to talk about.
Alright, except, we won't be talking about the nitty-gritty details and everything about our opinion. We'll just be giving a light overview. So, Blox Fruits, the grind is absolutely insane. It is very long, and honestly, killing the NPCs is really boring.
Some of them have special abilities. Most of them don't. And they're all the same way to fight if you have a Devil Fruit. You just walk away, use your moves, walk away, use your moves.
However, once you get up to the higher levels, so honestly, once you're like basically done with grinding, it gets more fun because you can collect swords, get different hacky colors, collect titles, and do certain side quests. I mean, there aren't many, but there are a couple. Unlock Race V4, get your dream Devil Fruit. You can do a bunch of stuff after, but when you're in those lower levels, especially below levels 700, am I right about that?
Below the second C, 700.
Yeah, the second C, it's really terrible.
Even in the second C, the grinding doesn't get faster. It's just as bad, except you can do more off to the side. But any grinding in the game is tedious if you don't have a grinding fruit.
Yeah, it's
about 90% of fruits aren't grinding fruits.
And to be honest with you, most people's dream fruits are not grinding fruits. And also, just a quick side note, grinding fruits don't make the grinding infinitely better. They make it better, but it's not like you suddenly ascended into godhood and now you have a fruit that literally just, like, is OP for grinding. Well, you do, but, like, it doesn't make it any more fun. It just makes it faster.
It's just more tedious. And Blox Fruits is, at least the developers, have really been trying to make it more fun by adding more stuff at the end of the journey. But the beginning of the journey is still just so annoying and dim, and it doesn't feel fun. Eventually, you just stop grinding because you're like, alright, I want to chill with my friends for a little bit. But then you realize you're so behind everyone else that you realize you can't even, like, play fight them. You're just going to get killed.
Oh, no. Guys, I'm going to play fight you. Oh, you already killed me? Oh, okay.
And then there's the quote-unquote revamps that they keep doing to make new fruit stronger. Or old fruit stronger. And a lot of these things were well needed. Like, for example, the Gravity Fruit, which got turned from one of the worst to one of the best. Which I think is deserved for a fruit like Gravity, which never gets the reputation it deserves. But still, a lot of them just stay bad. A lot of updates just stay disappointing.
Speaking of which, updates. They're
about as inconsistent as Minecraft.
Yeah. Anyway. Before we talk, before we get into the nitty-gritty details of everything about Bloxroots that we like and dislike, we should probably move on so we have other episodes to create about Bloxroots.
And this will be a what out of 10 for the ratings in this episode.
Oh, yes. Forgot to mention that at the beginning.
So what are we rating this? Because it's got, when you have everything, it's fun playing around, but the grinding is so tedious.
I'd say like a 7.
A 7?
What do you think?
I'm going to say 6.
A 6? Okay, yeah. I'll say 6, actually.
Because that grind is just way too little.
And for people that have more patience, it might be a 7 or an 8 or a 9. Maybe even a 10.
Life away.
Yeah, but we just don't want to do that. Okay, what is the next game on the list?
Let's go with the anime sports games, which you know a lot about.
Okay, yeah, I'll kind of take this one over. So I've played a lot of anime sports games. So I'll say that they're very pay to win. Because you can just kind of like, yeah, and I know, but Bloxroots is pay to win too. Everything's pay to win, but these games, like, you can just buy the best style in the game. The only thing you can't buy is skill. Like, the only thing you can't buy. But, they're fun to play around with, but eventually, it just gets really boring. Like, you're kind of just like, you kick a ball into a goal, you spike a ball over a net, you shoot a ball into a hoop. Like, it just gets really boring just trying to roll. Oh, yay, I'm rolling for a better style every time they come out with one.
Yippee. I now have a question for you.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Does it have the same issue as most games where the next thing is always the best one?
Actually, no. I was going to talk about that. So, the sports games are one of the only games where these styles are different, not better. So, let's say that I'm going to use, why don't I use Blue Lock Rivals as an example? So, let's say that you got something from the world-class, like, chart. So, like, mythical, there's legendary, there's rare, and there's common. Let's say you got something from the world-class. Those world-classes are decently even if there's a new one that comes out. So, if there's a new one that comes out, the old ones are still good. And to be honest with you, sports games are decently fun. They sometimes just get pretty boring, and you just, like, they're not a game that you can play for 8 hours straight just grinding, in my opinion.
I assume it's just, like, I might play this every day or so.
Yeah, it's exactly, because in a lot of them there are daily stuff you can do, and, like, you know. But, like, there's not really an end goal, like, it's fun, but, like, you're not really, your progress isn't really amounting to much.
All right. So, what do you think it is?
So, for anime sports games, I would say, like, because, like, to be honest with you, for me personally, some of them differ, but we can't just say every anime sports game, because, like, that would take forever.
Average.
For a good average, I would say a 6.5.
6.5. So, they're better than Bloxroots, but not quite. So, something worth going,
like,
all the way
some
to.
Some are worse, but some are maybe slightly better. If you just want something that'll be some quick, fun games.
All right. Well, it's time to go from fun to unoriginal.
Ooh, what are we going to?
Oh boy. You there, dude?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, King Legacy. I assume you remember what that is?
Oh, yeah. So, it's Bloxroots 2.0.
I'd say it's Bloxroots one step back.
Yeah, actually, good point.
You share your experience with it.
So, essentially, I barely played King Legacy. Like, it was just because it's Bloxroots, but... And that's the thing. But nothing. It's Bloxroots. Like, it's practically just Bloxroots. Honestly, to be fair, I don't, like, have much say in this, because, like, I haven't played
much. Quite a bit of it at one point, but there wasn't anything to it.
Right, because, like, I haven't played much of King Legacy, but from what I saw, it was just Bloxroots.
It was just Bloxroots, but less interesting.
Yeah, there was...
Like, the effort I can see that was put into this game, it just doesn't quite have that spark, because it doesn't lean into one piece. It leans into its own aesthetic, which is good if it worked. King Legacy is supposed to be, like, the Batman to a Superman. It's supposed to be a rival with a different theme.
Yeah, but it kind of just felt like Bloxroots again.
It didn't feel like a rival. And its quote-unquote darker theme, which I'm saying because it doesn't have nearly as many bright colors or interesting things to it, just doesn't really work for One Piece.
However, for specifically King Legacy, honestly, I wouldn't suggest taking our word for it, because we haven't, or at least I haven't played much of it.
However, I used to play a little bit of it, but I don't remember a lot.
So, we were just sharing what we think on it, and we think it looks like Bloxroots copy.
Although our opinions are completely subjective, and you can feel free to curse into your pillow if you don't like what we like.
Yeah. Alrighty, on to the next game, which Nicholas has on the list.
What do we rate King Legacy?
Oh, right. Like a 5, maybe a 4.5, I don't know.
Oh, let's go 5.
Alright, yeah. It's like middle of the road.
It was an effort.
Yeah.
It's a your tried kind of game. Alright, next up. Let's go on to one that has a lot of life, but not enough.
Oh, okay. The Strongest Battlegrounds. Alright, now... Nicholas, I know that we had this conversation this morning, literally, but I've actually slightly changed my opinion now that I went back to it and I watched some videos on it. I think it's actually not bad. The combos look nice. At least I didn't watch much because like my favorite character in that game when I used to play it was Garo. And I haven't played it since a bunch of the weird characters. Like, I'm pretty sure Optimus Prime's in the game now for some reason.
No, that's Child Emperor.
Okay. So, Optimus Prime is not in the game. But, I played it a while ago. I'm pretty sure I played it when there was only 4 characters?
Maybe. Yeah, there was only, like, 3, maybe 4.
3, maybe, yeah.
I think Atomic Samurai was still in beta.
Although it was... It was actually pretty fun. Like,
I can see why you'd say the game is fun, but I have one gripe with it.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, a few, but that also is because I suck at Battlegrounds games. My main gripe with it is it doesn't feel like it has enough impact. And this is, like, really important to me in games. If it doesn't feel like an attack is strong, and it's supposed to be, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
If I'm going to refer to another Battlegrounds game, I'd say something that has, like, a lot of impact frames, a lot of shockwaves, a lot of things that make it feel like you're really doing something. But in The Strongest Battlegrounds, I just don't really get that. It doesn't feel like a rush, it just feels like I'm slowly trickling down my life and theirs.
Also, can I mention something real quick?
Absolutely.
When I used to play it on mobile... It wasn't fun. Like, playing it on mobile is significantly worse. Like, one of the controls is you can do 3 types of M1s. Regular, uppercut, and a down slam. The down slam and uppercut variations were practically impossible on mobile. Like, just straight up.
And then, of course, there are other issues where Strongest Battlegrounds is very technical sometimes. Where if you want to use a move, you have to be in the right spot to use it no matter what. There's no chance you're going to accidentally hit that.
Yeah, but honestly, I think these issues that we just mentioned, well, not the mobile one, but some of the issues that we mentioned were not, like, they're not huge issues that I find too much. So, honestly, overall, I like the Strongest Battlegrounds.
I can definitely see where you're coming from that. 8? What do you think? 8 out of 10, 7, some 5?
8. I say 8.
All right, completely understand. I might not like it as much as you do, but I'm also trash at these kind of games. All right, let's go to ones that really just... I haven't played in eons, so I'll let you take Project Slayers.
Oh, Project Slayers. Okay. So I haven't played Project Slayers in a while, but I remember quite a decent bit about it. So I will tell you one thing. Clans, which makes this game pretty great, don't matter as much as you would think. Clans do not matter as much as you would think, which is great. The only unfortunate part that I've found is that the demon arts are significantly better than the breathing styles, which I hate with games. I hate when the demon arts or the breathing styles are significantly better than... Well, whichever one is better.
Yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from.
I just said that completely wrong, but I think you guys got my point.
Yeah, you hate it when one eclipses the other.
Yeah, like, because, like, breathing styles are either really a lot better than demon arts or a lot worse, and it's really unfortunate because the demon arts in this game are a lot better. But the combat is really crispy and nice. Like, the punches feel good, the combos feel good, and... because, like, there was only one time that I got into a PvP battle. We were pretty evenly matched, and I just liked... I liked the PvP. The combos were really nice, so... It was a really fun game when I grinded it, but... I stopped grinding it right now. Like, I stopped pretty much entirely. But I sometimes go back to the game, and I still have fun with it.
All right. What's your final decision? What number?
I would say... is it better than the Strongest Battlegrounds?
Or is it equal?
Actually, I'm gonna go 8.2.
8.2, you think it's very slightly better?
Yes. Just, like, also, guys, please do not get too mad at us for putting Bloxford's really, like, lower. For some people, our attention spans are not the best, so we just really hate when grinding games have a really long grind. So.
And, of course, I have my own specific gripes against Bloxford's for... very specific reasons.
And which we can't mention in this episode. Alright, everybody. So, we've, Nicholas had to leave. So, we are just starting from where we last left off, which, if our memory is good, we just finished Project Slayers. You guys can look back and check, or look 5 seconds ago for you guys. Like,
all right.
30 minutes for us. Okay, what is the next game?
Let's do Project Mugetsu.
Okay, so not a lot of people are going to know about this, but it's one of the only good Bleach games on Roblox. It's also known as PM.
Yeah, that's what the game page calls it, but searching for Project Mugetsu will still get you PM.
Yeah. So... I enjoyed Project Mugetsu, although it is way too oriented on clans.
Oh yeah, you have a bad clan, you can't fight.
Yeah, basically.
And we're pretty sure they have invisible bonuses, so where even if, like, the buffs, the extra buffs from a rare are better than the buffs from a legendary, there's hidden buffs, just like basic ones like damage and health, that make the legendary one so much better.
Yeah. It's like...
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah, it's insurmountable, the difference. Like, it's just like... This game just relies too much on clans, which I don't like. However, the core gameplay is nice. Like,
the core gameplay is actually really interesting, although it is a little grindy at sometimes for, like, call. It's not very bad. It's actually pretty good.
However, honestly, even if we're talking all, like, hyping this game up, kind of, it is not, like, that great. Like, we're saying, for the perspective of a small game, it's pretty good. But
it's pretty
compared
good.
To, like, something like, I don't know, The Strongest Battlegrounds or even Blocks Fruits, it's not, like, it's not anything to write home about.
There.
But it's still nice to play.
It's still pretty nice to play, and it's got really good progression. It doesn't get stale very easily.
So, what would you rank it?
I'm gonna say it's not as fun as stuff like Project Slayers and The Strongest Battlegrounds. So I think we should put it, like, 7.5.
Really? Above Blox Fruits?
Listen to yourself.
Yeah. Can we put it at 7?
Yeah, 7.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you. I don't want to disrespect Blox Fruits that much, because, don't get me wrong, it's really fun. I just hate the grind.
The grind can be... yeah. Alright, next up. Let's do one of the games that we used to play a lot. Shindo Life.
Oh my gosh. This game is heavenly.
It's just about everything you'd want and more.
It's got really unique, fun weapons. The PvP is great.
There's a whole community, and you can use a lot of different stuff.
Lots of people are very nice. The bloodlines, really, really great. And they match up decently well with canon Naruto stuff.
And even though there's a lot of non-canon stuff, it actually fits really well in the Shindo Life.
And there's the subjutsus are really good, like the tailed beasts and stuff. Now, if you guys...
A lot of them aren't completely useless, which is a thing that a lot of Naruto games get wrong.
Yeah, and also I'd just like to mention something. If you guys don't understand or, like, don't know anything about some of the games we're talking about, either do some research yourself or, like play the games or, you know, just, like...
This is really just meant to, like, give people an idea of what we like, what we play, and our opinions on other stuff, and, like, to introduce you to some games, like the less known ones that were going to last.
Yeah. Okay, so Shindo Life... is, so when me and Nicholas first became friends, we were at school, and we were talking about how we were going to really grind Shindo Life, and we actually did. For like 5 months straight, we would call each other on the phone and be like, all right, you ready to play? We would instantly know what game, because we only played one game, and that was Shindo Life. It kept us entertained for a while. And we just did unique PvP battles. We did regular PvP battles. And the only unfortunate part is Nicholas specifically dug himself into his own grave. So essentially we made a rule, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't able to use a bunch of bloodlines. And he
wasn't able to use your bloodlines, which were the good ones.
And all yours were the bad ones, and one of them the laggy one. So, obviously, you guys don't really get that, because you're not on the phone with us, but, like...
But another few things to mention is, fighting isn't difficult. There are some really good grinding ones. And, although we have a game pass that makes the game a lot easier for us, there's also a lot of spins that you can easily get in the game, as long as you know what you're doing.
A lot. Yeah, we have the Bloodblind bag, but, like... This game is not pay to win. Well, this game is pay to win, but not necessary in the slightest.
It's not necessary in the slightest. Even then, there are actually some, like, things that you can get in the game for free if you've leveled up enough.
Yeah. So, honestly, this is a 10 out of 10 game.
Completely agree. 10 out of 10, a lot of replayability. You can do whatever you want, and if you have a friend, it's even much more fun.
Yeah, that sounds... Yeah.
All right, now let's move on to... Well, we've only got good ones here, so I'll go with the worst one besides the one that I'm going to rant about.
Okay.
Dragon blocks.
Oh, boy. So, Dragon blocks, it's a decently popular. It's got, like, 1,000 concurrent players. It's fun. It's, like... Okay, I will tell you something. This game is one of the most pay-to-win games I have ever seen.
And we've seen a lot.
Yeah, like, no joke. If you want to get good, you either spend most of your lifespan grinding this game, or you pay to win. It's that simple.
Yeah, and the people who don't pay to win usually have a giant head start to the people who do.
You mean the opposite, right?
You know what I meant. The people who pay to win are usually better than people who don't.
Yeah, okay, there we go. I mean, the core gameplay's fun, like we said with the Bleach game. It's like, The gameplay is fun, but it's just too much pay.
It's also grindy.
It's too much pay to win. It's not that grindy, but like a little bit. And
if you want to get some specific things, it can be kind of annoying.
Honestly, there is not too much to do.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a lot you can objectively do, because getting skills is a matter of stat points.
Right, and honestly, most things actually derive from stat points. Like, your forms you get stat points from. You need stat points to get skills.
You need stat points to make them better.
Oh, yeah. So, like, it's a fun game, but, like, it's not, like, it's definitely not the top. Like, would you say it's definitely worse than Bloxfruits?
I would say it's on the level of Bloxfruits, but not in the way that Bloxfruits is.
I think I see what you mean there. So what would you rate it, like a 5.5?
Let's say 5.5, because there isn't too much to do.
Yeah. Also, have you noticed that we haven't rated any of these games below 5? That's because a lot of anime games are really fun. Anyway, continue.
Alright, let's go on to... Alright, there was one I forgot about that was actually really bad.
Oh, what's up?
The Hunter X games.
Oh, so yeah, have fun with your rant.
Alright, so a few of you probably know about Hunter X Hunter. I don't know if we made a video on it. I don't think we did. I may have explained it once or twice. But basically, there's a whole issue with one Hunter x Hunter game that was made ages ago that is being used to make quote-unquote different Hunter x Hunter games. They're all the same, except like one or two, but they're not that good. So what I mean to say is there's one game, I don't know the name of it, but it's been used in so many different Hunter x Hunter games, there's a 50% chance whichever one you select is going to be that.
And
it's completely grinding-based.
And also, I'd just like to mention, most of these Hunter... Like, I would say all of the Hunter x Hunter games are mid to trash.
Oh, yeah, no, they aren't very good.
Like, I haven't found one that's fun.
I found, like, one that's, like, kind of fun. But there is only ever been one that kind of scratched that itch that I, like, wanted to play it a little bit. Even then, that was for, like, 2 days. So,
yeah.
The game that I'm talking about, the one that got copied, is completely grinding-based. There is nothing to do but grind. If you have an auto-clicker, then you're better than everyone else. I'm not even kidding there. It's that sad.
Wow.
And when you finally unlock your power, well, now you have to spend for it, and there's only, like, 5.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Worry about getting there. You're going to have to spend several nights.
Good job. On a game that you kind of want to play.
You don't. There's no payoff.
Alright, so what are we rating all of Hunter x Hunter games?
3 out of 10.
Okay, guys. I take back what I said about all anime games being decently fun. I forgot that we had that on the list. Yeah, Hunter x Hunter games. They just do Hunter x Hunter games poorly.
if there was, like, Hunter x Hunter has a lot of potential.
Yeah, a lot. But
it's also not a very fleshed out universe yet. So one more happens, one more manga comes out.
I thought it
one
was more finished. Is it not finished?
Oh, no, it is still going. Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just took a very long hiatus.
It might not be, guys, but we're not, especially me, I didn't want to watch Hunter x Hunter.
Don't worry, you're not missing much.
Mm. You didn't enjoy it that much?
It was okay, but it wasn't too much to talk about.
Yeah, I see. Because, like, me personally, One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball, Windbreaker, Fire Force, I like a lot of stuff.
I usually just go to find their power system, and theirs was kind of boring. That's a video for another day.
Also, that's, like, our subjective opinion. We just, like, me personally, when I tried to watch Hunter x Hunter, I just didn't enjoy it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's completely understandable. Anyway, Hunter x Hunter games, most of them, 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time to hand this torch back on to you for Fire Force Reignition.
Yes, the most underrated game ever. Okay, so Fire Force Reignition is a sort of underground game. Not many people know about it. It doesn't have many concurrent players, but it is one of the only Fire Force games, and it is done incredibly well. So you're able to spin for your generation and your family, and a couple other things that I actually don't remember. But you kill Infernals for quests. So you go on your phone, and you click quest, and you can kill Infernals, or you help a scientist collect resources. The fighting mechanics sometimes are buggy, but they're overall really fun.
By the way, I have a question to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Does it support mobile?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
How laggy is it?
If it's laggy, there's something wrong.
Okay, that's good to know.
I'm pretty sure it's a really low-quality game. Like animation and, like, effects-wise. Actually,
Are we talking, like, Shindo Life level?
I might not be remembering this correctly. So, I will refer back to you on that. But, continuing on, I love the powers, because, like, you can get all, like, generation, you can get, the Gen 5, the Generation 5 powers, all the Generation 3 powers, Gen 2 powers, and you can become an Infernal with Generation 1 powers, well, which is an Infernal. Let's see, I found, there's only a couple gripes that I've found with it. One of them being, sometimes my moves just don't hit the Infernals or people. Like, they just don't make contact for some reason, which is really annoying sometimes. But it's not often, so, you know, I can live with it.
Alright.
So, what would I rank this game? I'd have to give it a solid 8.5. It's really good.
8.5?
I really like it. Yeah.
8.5 out of 10. That's really good.
Also, it's pretty easy to get good abilities, which is cool. Anyway, continuing with the next game.
And I'm going to take back the torch to talk about a game that I used to love.
Okay.
Chainsaw Man Devil's Heart.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that game.
A lot of Chainsaw Man games just aren't talked about because there aren't a lot of them. Most of them are Battlegrounds games because it converts surprisingly well to a Battlegrounds type. But there's also some issues with turning into an RPG. I'm not even going to deal with the community. I don't know what it's at. I'm not really a part of it. So I'm just going to talk about the games community. About like 70% of them are cool people. But there's a lot of 30% who will just kill you and call you a dog when they kill you.
Why?
Because they're toxic. The game has a lot of issues where these random guys will just come up to you and kill you for no reason.
Yeah.
And the gameplay loop is really fun. You gotta kill these special NPCs, and you only gotta kill, like, maybe 10 of them to finish a quest. And it's really fast leveling up. Get a weapon, maybe get some more powers, because you can talk to this person to get a random one. But the individual abilities are random, and you can select any one of them as long as you find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, find the trainer.
So, it's an interesting game, but the community is just... And you do lose stuff on dying. So if you're grinding money and a random dude comes up to kill you because they can, then you're dead. You're done for. You lose a lot.
All right. What would
I haven't even bothered to play because of that, because there's always going to be some dude who's going to come around the corner and get rid of all the progress I made that day.
What would you rank it?
So the game, fun, some of the community... Nah, I'm going to read it a 7.
A 7?
As much as I'd love to play the game, again, I'm not a sweat, so I can't PvP.
Also, I played this game a few times. Guys, for me, I wouldn't rate it so high. I'd probably give it a 5. I definitely didn't enjoy it as much as Nicholas. I'm just throwing that out there because some people would be like, whoa, you're rating this weird game higher than Blox Fruits? He is. I'm not.
Yeah, it's subjective. I've also played a lot longer, so I've known a lot more of the community, but still.
And he likes old-style games better.
Yeah, the game is actually, like, surprisingly well-made. There's not a lot of bugs. It's really well-polished. But, again, even with all the features that they added that make it really nice, even the fact that it works off of an actual skill tree, which is completely unseen in this day and age.
Yeah.
The community is just awful.
Also, I would like to mention something to you guys that I've reminded you consistently of to this podcast. This is subjective. Mm-hmm. Okay, continue.
Anyway.
What is our next game?
Let's move on to Cursed Sea, which is a completely underground game.
Oh, yeah. It's dead.
Ultra dead. So, who's going to start first?
I guess I will. So, right. Nicholas was playing before me, and he introduced me to the game. At first, I didn't like it, but then I started warming up to it, and I really liked it. Like, a lot. So, this is a game where you don't need a Devil Fruit at all. In fact... Isn't it, like, worse than having
it's a... It's completely optional.
Yeah. So, I chose to be a katana person, and you... Initially, you can get, a common, rare, epic, or legendary, or, I think, mythic weapon. Once you get your weapon of choice, and you pick your fighting style of choice, you can then spin for abilities. Those abilities can range from the same categories. Common, rare, epic, legendary, and mythical. These abilities are really, really cool.
They're fast spin.
And my favorite part, the hacky. The hacky is one of the most unique hacky systems I've ever seen. So there are 5 stages, each stage wearing out your hacky meter more and more. So stage 1, you can keep on for quite a while. And this is only for armament, by the way. Stage 2, you know, it's decent. Stage 3... It's getting there. Stage 4, you're kind of losing it pretty fast. And then 5, you better insta-kill this guy, or else your hacky is running out, and you're dead.
It works on hacky bars.
Right, yeah.
It's really interesting and really fun, and it works off of a unique combat system where you can parry mid-attacks. So it's really all about getting that timing, because if you can parry... You can take a lot less damage, because this game can be really unforgiving with damage.
Yeah, it really can.
It's really fun.
You can also get a Devil Fruit if you so choose. They're pretty good. They're decent.
But you really don't have to get one at all. There's no reason to go out of your way for it when you can get a weapon and get a unique set of skills.
Yeah. And also, I think there are combos.
There are some combos, but parrying just prevents those combos, which I do like.
Oh, yeah. Also, what I love about this game, perfect blocking is actually, like, easy.
It's easy, it's useful, and if you can master it, you're immediately amazing.
It's actually a really great game. What would you rate it?
I personally am going to rate it an 8.
An 8? I like that rating. Yeah, I'd say 8.
It's really good. It might not be on Shonda Life level because
it's there not are a few issues. Okay, I'm going to be honest. It's not even close. For one,
it's dead.
That's, yeah.
Like, ultra dead. The game...
fell off
there hard. There are like some other things you can spin, but of course, there's its own issues. Races, if you want to spin your race, well...
Also, it really gets boring eventually. Like, really boring. It
can really get boring, and sometimes the enemies are just too powerful.
Yeah, often. So I'd go... Actually, I'm going to bump it down to a
7.5. 7.5?
Yeah, for me.
I agree. Final rating. 7.5 for Cursed Sea, which you should definitely go and play.
Yeah, you should try it. It's pretty fun. Yeah, in fact, if you guys want, you can go check out every single game that we've rated in this podcast. You probably already checked out Blocked Fruits, I'd imagine, but like some of the more rarer games you can also check out, like Shindle Life.
Try to check out.
And I will tell you, any of these that we mentioned besides the Hunter x Hunter games, we actually enjoyed for some amount of time.
Yeah, the Hunter x Hunter games I enjoyed for a little bit, but of course, when the game basically resets because it's getting a new iteration, quote-unquote, every few days, I mean, like, maybe every week or so.
It's really annoying.
Because then you have to grind all over again, and when you're not AFK grinding, well...
Yeah, it's really annoying. Too bad. Okay, so, next game.
We only have 3 to choose from. Pick 1, 2, or 3, Brayden.
2.
We are talking about Ninja Time.
Okay. You mind if I take this one over? I started playing first.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Wait, you started first?
Yeah, I started playing before you.
Yeah.
Ninja Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ninja Time. Okay, so Ninja Time is another really fun Naruto game, except it plays entirely different from Shindle Life. There aren't too many clans or elements to choose from, but the powers look better. So, essentially, you spin a clan. Sasuke Sharingan is an option, Itachi Sharingan, Shisui Sharingan, there's the Byakugan. All the
Sharingans are just individual.
Rinnegan, yeah, all those Sharingans are individual. And you spin your element, which is, there's Kekkei Genkai, and regular elements, which is fire, wind, water, earth, lightning.
Obviously. And, of course, a few extras.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Okay, and then you can also get families. And the grinding is so fast, and the storyline is so great.
So, the story, if you mind me taking over.
Yeah.
Firstly, you start off as just another kid in the village. You go to the Ninja Academy, you learn some jutsu, and this is actually, again, one of the few games that works off of a semi-skill tree, where you can unlock moves and customize your moveset completely similar to Shindle Life, another game that we adore. And the story, again, when you go on from being a ninja, you've got to do the exams, which, of course, I have one gripe with. The questions just make no sense.
Yeah, the questions are really annoying, but...
The questions are really annoying, they make no sense, but... and...
We don't want to spoil the story for you guys, because the story is actually kind of fun to do. So, I feel like that's all we should mention about the story.
Yeah, I'll just say, eventually, you'll have a branching decision.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And the fight, the PvPing, I haven't gotten into the PvPing. It seems pretty okay. It doesn't seem terrible. It doesn't seem too super great. But it doesn't seem bad.
Of course, I mean, there is another issue when it comes to, like, PvP and the clans.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
The Rinnegan.
Oh, yeah, the Rinnegan's way too OP.
The Rinnegan is just way too OP. And there's, of course, another issue. When you don't have the ability to go back, like, to go back and take your clan back when it comes to, like, we did in Shindle Life, you have some issues... especially, like, Sharingans.
Yeah.
get one better, you have to use it.
Right, but what if you want to use the other one, but the other one you spun is objectively better?
That's for example, I used Itachi Sharingan for a while, and eventually I spun Madara's, which of course is going to be better. Because Itachi's didn't have the full Susanoo, Madara's did, and Madara dealt more damage.
Turns out, he was entirely wrong. Well, it's objectively that Madara's is better, but you liked Itachi's better, right?
I loved Itachi's way more.
Yeah. But overall, Ninja Time is a very fun game. Although I will say that the updates that they do, a little stale. A little stale, but...
Well, they're doing it every week or so,
They can't... Yeah, they can't add, massive updates. But, I think the new powers they're adding is actually pretty cool. So...
I'm glad they're filling it in.
Yeah, I'll definitely give this game a 8.8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
8.8.
I'm going to say 8.5.
I said 8.8!
8.8? Okay, 8.8.
I enjoyed it.
8.8 out of 10. Really enjoyable. And, of course, there's plenty to unlock after you finish.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Like, weapons and stuff like that.
Weapons, accessories, and more stuff with clans.
Okay, Nicholas.
Now, it's only up to two. Two of the games that we, played. And then, after that... What we're going to expect from another game.
Oh, yes. Okay.
One or two, Brayden?
One.
We're talking about Jujutsu Shenanigans.
Yes, 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 yes.
Jujutsu Shenanigans, the only Battleground games that I will willingly play.
Yeah, so why don't you take this one over? Or not so fully, but Jujutsu
Shenanigans works pretty similarly to most Battlegrounds games. Pick your character, when you pick your character, figure out how to use it, and then you'll learn the secret moves, because this game actually has a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
A lot of things that we figured out that nobody else has.
Yeah.
And, of course, some tech once you learn that, too. It has everything that the strongest Battlegrounds has, and more. First of all, it has the uppercuts and down slams, the blocking, and, of course... Regular M1s, four moves, interesting characters with ults. Even some characters that aren't like the rest and use the alternate version of an ult move.
Yes.
Brilliant. And alongside all of those, it has the extra stuff. For example, private servers, completely accessible. You do not have to buy them. You can run your own custom server. You can use it until you just... don't want anymore. Shut down the server, or you can just mess around by yourself with no cooldowns, no stun, and infinite awakening, all for free. Unlike the strongest battlegrounds, you ain't gotta buy nothing.
Well, what do you have to buy in the strongest battlegrounds? Oh, private servers, right?
Exactly. You have to buy the entire private server commands.
Oh, you do?
Yep. It's
wait. Do you have to buy the private server as well?
I don't think so. Private servers are free, but
the fun stuff in the private servers aren't.
Yeah, and Jujutsu Shenanigans has actually implemented it really well, adding whole menus instead of just a drop-down that's already in the game.
Yeah.
It also has, along with everything I've just said, items that can appear around the map periodically that you can also order in stuff like private servers for free, so you can mess around with a sniper.
Yeah.
Or parry the strongest move in the game with a coin.
Yeah, it's really funny. We tried it.
Or parry a sniper with a coin.
We also tried that.
Secret moves.
We also did that.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, don't diss on us because originally we said that there's secret moves that nobody else knows. People probably know them. We just
haven't seen them anywhere else.
Exactly. So, we're figuring, they're probably pretty rare. Anyway, continue. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I give my thoughts on this?
Absolutely.
So, funny thing is we split this recording up into two separate sessions because Nicholas had to leave, like I said. During that split up time, I played Jujutsu Shenanigans. I was PvPing with Choso, aka blood manipulator. And it was really fun. Like really, really fun. Like, this game's really fun.
Really smooth PvP and impact.
And the combos have the perfect balance of difficulty and ease.
Where you will slip up eventually, but it's not because the move didn't work. It's not because the game glitched. It's because you're human. Eventually, you'll fail.
Yeah, and PvPing is really, really, really fun. However, can we put it above Shindo Life? Or at the same tier? No.
Yes. You sure?
I don't think so. I think it's a 9.5.
Yep. You know, I agree with that. It has like, a few things with it, like... But, of course, we're not the best players.
The annoying thing with hosting servers.
Oh, yeah, no, that glitch. Let me share it, just in case someone who knows Tzee can tell. So, you can host servers in the game with your own private server. It'll make one for you. You might want to bring a build there. You might want to just mess around with some settings and have fun. Might want to make a chill server where nobody fights and people just talk, which is a completely optional choice. Not for me. You know why? Because every time I host a server, excluding twice, because there was like 20 people in the server at the time and still people joining, if my server doesn't immediately get like 15 people, it will disappear from the server listing.
Just entirely. Like, you can look up the exact name of the server. It still won't work.
We tried every variation. It will just disappear. I even tried joining my friend's private server through the through the special thingy. It wasn't there. It just straight up wasn't there.
And that friend is me.
Yeah.
I think.
He tried joining mine. Wasn't there. I tried joining his. Wasn't there. Takes like a minute and boom, it wasn't there.
Yeah, it's really annoying. But anyway, we can look past all that and look to the good stuff.
Alright, it's really fun, has a lot of stuff, and besides my glitch, there's nothing I really have to say about it. It's just great.
Okay, so 9.5. Yeah, you should definitely try it. 9.5, especially if you like Battlegrounds games. 9.5. So... the final thing before we get, or the final game before we get to our thoughts on another releasing game, which you guys honestly probably already know what we're going to say for our last game that's coming out.
Jujutsu Infinite.
Yes. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to take this one over because I actually have, like, ranked PvP experience.
Please go ahead.
Okay. So, I think this game is fun. I think that one thing I love about it, you can use everything. You can use the commons, like tool manipulation and construction. You can use it all. You can use the commons, rares, epics, legendaries, and mythics. You can use everything, which is really cool. The powers aren't, like, super, super realistic. But they're pretty realistic, and this game looks great. Like appearance-wise, like, effects looks and all
great,
that.
Runs great on my piece of crap.
Yeah, it's got works. Some... However, I will say that the grinding is not very fun. The boss battles are fun, but, like, it takes a while. The story is, like, alright. Like, the grinding for me, middle of the road. It's, like, fine. It's not super exhilarating, but it's not, like, blocks, fruits, bash bandits.
You can have fun with it, but it's not as fun as other games when it comes to grinding.
Yeah. And for my personal PvP perspective... the combos are pretty good. I would say between certain ranks, there's a massive learning curve. But honestly, the PvP experience, quite nice. However, I will say something.
Go ahead. Okay, so the game is really fun overall. We have positive expectations of it, and from what I've heard, the PvP is interesting, and you can just use about anything. And there's some other interesting things like raids and bosses, which are optional, but not really, because you need the weapons from it, and the armor.
However, I will say something.
Go ahead.
The overall fun factor of this game isn't, like, super great. Like, it's fun, but, like, it's not, like, fun, it's, like, fun.
Yeah, it's like, I'd play it.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it's not Shindle Life levels of 5 months of playtime fun.
Yeah.
Like, straight.
Yeah, so what do we say about it? What's the rating?
Would I put it above Blocks Fruits? Yes, I would. 7? Six and a half? No, 7.
7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Happy with?
Yeah.
Jujutsu Infinite gets a 7 out of 10, and now it's time to share our views on Rel Seas and everything that I already know.
Now you will start.
So, from what I know of Rel Seas, it's going to be the Shindo Life of One Piece.
Except it'll look much better. Just want to throw that out there. Oh, it'll
look amazing, and it, from what I've heard, it's the Rel, which is the people who made Shindo Life, and a few other games that I know about, made this. They're going to make Rel Seas, which, if you don't know anything about, they're taking a different approach. Fruits are not necessary. You do not need to take them. Haki is really OP too. You can choose anything you want, although everything's interesting from what I've heard. If you were to like Grand Peace Online, that on steroids.
Yeah.
And I mean like ultra One Piece steroids.
Yeah. That, because like I like to compare it to Grand Peace Online, because Grand Peace Online is pretty, also I haven't played much of it. That's why we didn't include it in the ranking. Grand Peace Online is fun, and I love the way it looks. That's what I imagine Rel Seas is gonna look like, and the rarity of Devil Fruits, because it's hard to get a Devil Fruit on, Grand Peace Online. Yep. That's gonna be, like,
yeah.
That's gonna be what Rel Seas is, at least what I imagine it's gonna be
Rel
like.
Rel Seas doesn't want fruits to be the meta.
But amped up by a lot.
They do not want something to just be better because it has this. They want it to be better because you're better at it.
Yeah, exactly. They want it to be more skilled, yeah.
I trust them because they made the one game that we rated 10 out of 10.
I think Rel Seas will be the best game on Roblox.
I think it's going to break the servers.
And I think it'll be more popular than Grow a Garden.
I hope it will be.
Well, actually, I'm going to take that statement back. There's too many people playing Grow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why Grow a Garden's so
popular. It's going to be equal in actual people popularity.
Yeah, but also it's going to be much more fun. Like, I think this is going to be my favorite game. Maybe ever. Maybe on Roblox. It'll definitely be my favorite game on Roblox.
I probably won't be able to play it, though.
Maybe forever. Stuff. Yeah, if I'm going to be real, I don't think you're going to be able to play it.
Because it's going to be a masterpiece of SFX, and I have a phone.
It'll look amazing, though. That's a good thing.
It would look amazing, and there's going to be a lot about it that people are going to like.
And if we did this tier list while Rel Seas is out, it's going to be an 11 out of 10.
Thankfully, also one thing I can really trust from Rel Seas that I can't out of other One Piece games.
Which is?
Loyalty to One Piece, where it doesn't go off and making other things that don't fit.
Yeah, because like this game looks very One Piece, less just weird stuff.
And unlike some other games which base themselves off of quote unquote One Piece, definitely true, doesn't have Virgil in it. I know this is going to be One Piece and One Piece only. Maybe it'll have some extra stuff, but it's going to fit there because they know what they're doing.
And I think that wraps up everything that we need to talk about the general overview of our likes and dislikes about anime Roblox games. So We will start doing other Roblox games, like our thoughts, our deep thoughts on certain games. We might even start doing where we'll just record a podcast of us playing games and talking and yapping a bunch. Like, we'll play, like, shenanigans one day, or blah, blah, blah this day, or blah, blah, blah that day. So, yeah. By the way, I'd like to mention something. We will still do a lot of actual anime content.
Yeah.
We just wanted to do some game stuff, too, because we figured you guys probably like, at least some of you guys like anime Roblox games. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to email us at animeraidersanddebaters@gmail.com. It'll be linked down, or not linked, but our email will be down in the description of the podcast or YouTube video. Yeah. So, we'll see you guys later. Cheeseburger.